This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today. Bronze Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Boyd's One Stop. And let's move on to weather. It's 85 down on the island this morning. Looks like a mix of clouds and sun today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Well, the high of 89, winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. And for tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 83, south-southeast winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, they'll give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon with a high of around 90, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So still got that breeze. It is a little breezier this morning, so I hate to spoil the good news, but got used to those calm mornings here lately. All right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had a low just after midnight. It was a negative 0.2. Our next tide is a high at 8:17 a.m., a 1.2. Then a low at 1:28 p.m., a 1.0. And a high at 5:28 p.m., a 1.1. So tides are kind of weak during the daylight hours, pretty much, except for that incoming this morning. That'll be your strongest tide of the day. 6:37 a.m. at sunrise, 8:14 p.m. sunset, moon phase 4%, coming off that new moon. All right, looking at current conditions right now over at Eagle Point, San Leon area, it's south at 14. The North Jetty is kind of a south-southwest at 15. Down at the pass, San Luis Pass, it's due south at 14. Another reading there on the west end shows 9, so it's kind of up and down from 9 to 15. Calmest winds right now are up around Morgan's Point, south at 6. So that pretty much covers the weather and the tides and everything, so we'll see what today brings. And looking at the Star Tournament leaderboard, let's get their update going here. As we've talked, there's still no more, you know, we're still dealing with two-tagged red tag divisions, the Texas Four Dealers red tag division. There's two of those, Gary Mershon and Nate Appella. They've been on the board for a while now. And in the blue tag division for the transport boat, Mercury Coastline package, five tags have been entered. And it looks like Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. Well, those five tagged fish, and Looks like Sheephead leader still hanging in there. Eric Harper, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. He's of Houston. And Gafftop Cherie Andrada of Crosby with a 6-pound, 14-ounce Gaffy. And Jason Smith of Sour Lake leading the drum division now with a 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. And then the Hall Power Offshore Division, Kingfish, that really jumped up this week. Leslie Maben of Grosbeck caught a 51-pound, 4-ounce Kingfish, got it weighed in. Dorado right now, 37 pounds, 3 ounces. That was caught by Cameron Hubner of Fulcher. And Ling and Cobia for now, Danielle Greenwald of Freeport with a 56-pound, 15-ounce Cobia. But I saw one caught down the coast that's going to be quite huge if it gets certified and weighed in to replace that one. Red Snapper right now with a 20-pound minimum. You've got five of them on the board, but the leader is Joseph Hansen of Rocheren, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. So there's your starboard leaderboard update. All right, let's get to it. Let's go to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. I made it.
We got up a little. It's due south, just like San Luis Pass. We're not too far from there, and we're hitting 12 miles an hour out of the south. Due south. Had a little bit of southeast blowing yesterday afternoon. Felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, star leaderboard. Boy, I try to convince and encourage anybody, early in the summer to get in this, get in that tournament. You know, it lasts for 3 months and,
yeah,
and all kind of prizes.
Over a month left in it. It's not too late.
A whole month left. Yeah. Because I've seen crazier things happen, like that 6-pound gap top. I've seen them bigger than that. I mean, Lord have mercy. The big slimy. That's a fighting fish, too, man. They're mean. You start croaking when they get in the boat, barking at you. But let's see, Friday morning after I talked to you, well, it was hardly any wind at all. We had northwest, I guess, from that little system that was out in the Gulf or moving. I don't know whatever happened to that, but I'm glad it whatever happened, happened. We didn't need it, you know. I was already looking at high tides and stuff, going, oh, boy, here we go early. I mean, you know, it is a little early, but anyway, it didn't happen, and I'm glad. We didn't get any rain out of it at all, maybe a tenth of an inch. So
some people got more than others, and I think the Houston area probably got more than, you know, we did along the coast. But most of it just stayed out in the Gulf and worked its way down south, man.
Well, yeah, like Angleton got crushed, man. We looked over there Friday evening. Man, I'm telling you, buddy, the bottom fell out over towards Angleton and all the little cities to the north, northeast of us.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty of rain.
Yeah.
But it just went all around us, broke up and went all around us. And like I said, I'm glad of it, man, because we've had plenty of rain. We get it in the unusual amounts, you know. We get it at 10 inches, and then we'll get none for a while. So I bet this year we probably had already 20 inches or so down here. So we're about where we should be on the rainfall, but it's drying up quick because of the south wind. Everything, the ground's really drying out and starting to see grass dying and stuff. Hey, let's see. Anyway, we'll get us some rain here. They're talking next week. I think they're next week. They got something planned. But anyway, I heard, let's see, the folks that I fished with on Wednesday went out to the beachfront Thursday, and they caught a few small trout, and they caught some sharks. They sent me some pictures of it. One trout was pretty decent, and then they had some black tip shark that was about 2.5-3 foot long. I don't guess there's a minimum length on black tips, are there?
Man, you don't get me lying on sharks. I just don't like any of them.
I'm not a shark fisherman.
No,
I don't know what the limits are.
for all the.
I'm not sure.
All the trout I see eating all the time by them, I don't like them.
Oh, I know it. I know. Boy, and once they start hanging around, they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. They want to get a meal, and they're going to hang around like dolphins, man.
Right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I hadn't seen them in the bay yet. Not yet. Usually they hang around
the other day. There's a lot of them all up and down the ship channel right now.
Yeah, they them boogaroos. I'll be sitting over on the edge of the channel, and they'll come out of the bay, and they feel you. They just feel you, and all of a sudden they're going from 0 to 90 miles an hour, going in front of the boat, getting by you. You know they know you're there. I mean, they got sonic radar or something, buddy.
They're smart.
They're really, really smart. Last year, for all summer long, there was a big old mama dolphin or a daddy dolphin, and it had a little bitty baby with it. And we watched that baby grow all summer long till it was from 3 foot long to about 5 foot long. And it grew pretty fast. But anyway, let's see. I'm looking in my notebook. Because I can't remember anything, so I write it down. You know how old timers disease is, and anyway, my memory ain't what
old-timers
it used to be.
Disease.
But, oh yeah, I've got old timers big time. Break out the Prevagen, man. Let me see. Get this mind clicking. I'm hitting the door running. I'm already dressed. Got my shoes on. I'm headed to the bait camp as soon as I talk to you. I mean, after I get off the phone with you, I've got a couple that I donated a fishing trip to the volunteer fire department down here, and today's finally the day. We've been putting the trip off for 2 months now, trying to get a good day to go out, you know. And we were going to go yesterday, and it was too iffy, so we put it off till today. And we're meeting at 6:30 this morning and go out and see what we can do.
Well, but today's the day.
Like you said, we may have a good incoming tide this morning, but our tides have been weak. They've been just weak as could be. You know, when I was out there the other day, we had a slight incoming tide for a while, and then you couldn't even feel it move. So, but the tide starts going out late in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Reports from behind me over here on the Intercoastal Canal, I had some neighbors out, and they caught some reds. They were small, all small fish, but red drum. They had reds and they had drum. They had sand trout, and they had some hard heads. Of course, the hard heads are going to get in there and get theirs. But let's see. Bait camps are holding bait down here, and you're going to pay $20. No, you're going to pay $22 to $24 a quart on shrimp, and you're going to pay $20 bucks for the croakers, $20 to $22 for the shrimp, and then $5 a dozen for the mud minnows or the finger mullet.
Yeah.
Boat ramps are all open. Our boat ramp local down here is kind of tough to launch when the tides are low. It depends on the size of your boat and everything, but if you got a big old boat, I'd head on down to the Freeport jetties. You got a good launch down there. One of the bait camps right there on the Intercoastal Canal underneath the big bridge, they got access to deep water right there in the ICW. Yeah. So if you got a pretty good sized boat, you can launch down there. Or San Luis Pass, that's always a good one. I send folks down there because they got a good indoor restroom for the ladies and the kids. Yeah. And everything. They've got a pretty clean little place down there. Anyway, I'm headed out tomorrow morning. I'm going to McLean. You know, I've already had my new trailer is now a little over 5 years old. Well, if you could see the hubs on it and the rust on the wheels, I've ordered, I'm getting me 4 new tires, 4 new rims, and 4 new hubs. And I'm going out to pick that up tomorrow. And then here in a few weeks, I'm going to take, you know, once I get some good bearings on there, I'm gonna be able to drive my trailer to them and have them put two new axles on it, because those galvanized axles are already, you know, the torsion axle, they're still in pretty good shape, but they've got a lot of rust on them too. So I mean, you know, 5-6 years in the salt water.
Yeah, you think galvanized wouldn't rust, but it does on these axles.
No, oh, yeah, no, man, it'll rust just as fast. And And let's see.
Saltwater is just some destructive stuff, man. It's just hard to take.
It is. It is. You can get that salt away. There's so many things you can do. But, man, I mean, everything.
Hey, it's, no. It is what it is. I mean, it's just inevitable. It's not going to hold up in salt water. No matter what you do, maintenance-wise, everything else is still, it's just not going to hold.
It's going to crater sooner or later. It's going to crater.
You got those vault tubs on yours? The vault
bearings? Yes, sir. Yeah. Nothing but.
You're going to change them out yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll put them on there. So, and that's what I'm going to do this time. I'm going to look at the axles real good when I pull these old wheels off and make sure there's no scratches and stuff on the end of the axles before I put the new bearings and stuff on. Maybe pack some grease around there before I push them in. And like I said, I was going to change the axles out, but I don't have an impact wrench, and I don't, you know, I could be borrowing all this stuff from my neighbors and my friends. And, man, I'm going to just take it to them and let them do it all.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Let them do it.
Get her done. Get her done, and then I'll be fixed up for another 5 years, Captain Mickey. I'm ready to go.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, Glenn, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. Happy Fun Sunday to everybody, and I appreciate you, buddy. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Hammer. You take care. Be safe. See you now.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area, and I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing, they've been in business for 38 years, and they specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and guess what? They're open 7 days a week. You can call them every day and anytime, and you'll get that same-day quick service from Bronze Roofing. I've heard a lot of great things about it. You give them a call, they're right there. They'll take good care of you. Each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze, they work with your insurance company. This is going to save you a lot of headache in the long run. They'll guide all their customers through the process and make it so much easier on you. So visit bronzeroofing.com. Go to their website. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or you can call them 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419. All right, let's head down to Freeport now. Let's check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning, see what's cooking around that area. Jeff, what's going on, man?
What's up, Captain McGee? How you doing this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. And you?
Oh, man, I'm kind of right there with you. Right there with you.
It's, running on empty?
Yeah. Always, always.
Should have played that song coming in. I'm running on empty.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a long week.
Yeah, long week, long summer still just keeps on going. It, you know, it seems like every time the weather tends to want to get straight, it, you know, there's rain showers or something.
Right.
Something is just sprinkling a bit of trouble our way. That's how the whole summer's been going so far. So it is what it is. But you know what? There's a lot of people that got to go fishing this weekend. You know, Lone Star Shootout was this weekend, and you had
I had a lot of rain to contend with out in the Gulf. The Gulf was full of rain.
Oh man, it was yeah. You know, it a lot of reports that flat 4-footers and then flat back again within a few hours. You know, it's just one of those kind of weekends, man. But there were several tournaments that went on this weekend. So you had the Sergeant's Rodeo, the Mermaid there in Matagorda, and then you had Lone Star Shootout, which is they had a decent turnout, seems like, on most of the tournaments. It's very strange to me because, you know, turnouts here at tournaments nowadays is, you know, very iffy.
Yeah.
You know, and they had all three had pretty good turnouts, which, you know, of course, I don't put on tournaments, but I imagine that you probably don't want to put on a tournament when another tournament is going on that same weekend if you can avoid it, but for that exact reason. But it seemed like it went really well. Fish were kind of snapping, you know, the bite wasn't extremely good on some of the inshore and some of the nearshore stuff, the kingfish, the snapper and all that. But I tell you what, the comment of the week, comment of July, is the fire red hot billfish bite that we have going on in the Gulf right now. It is just red hot, fire hot. 150 releases as of yesterday morning. So I don't even
know.
I mean, that was in the shootout. And I haven't seen the tally yet as overall, but it's got to be pushing 200 mark plus. Lots of white marlin, lots of sails, lots of blues. Megan was, we were kind of going through the stats as we were going through the weekend, and she follows a lady. And I think she, just by herself, had 7 releases, you know. So, man, it's you know, as far as that goes, it's red hot. There's lots of bait in the offshore right now, lots of mahi, you know, a lot of grass. So, yeah, I mean, that's what keeps the billfish around. So, yeah, I mean, those Lone Star did great this year, $332,000 purse to, what is that? You know what it is, the boat Unstable.
Unstable, yeah, I saw that on Facebook this morning trying to look for some info on that. Yeah, that's
a
pretty good little paycheck. $332,000.
Pretty good little paycheck, yeah that's pretty good indeed.
You know, and plus they got all those side pots and everything, you know, for wahoo, dolphin, all kinds of fish.
No, yeah, tuna, you name it. You know, speaking of, Megan caught a probably back in, let's see, I think it was in May we went out, right before snapper season. We did an overnighter billfish run and, of course, went to the floaters and did some tuna fishing. Megan caught, I think it was real close to 80-pound yellowfin. And, you know, we put it on the Houston Big Game Fishing Club's board. And generally speaking, an 80-pound tuna would not last. Right. You know, especially through the shootout, somebody's been out there. Somebody's going to get one that's, you know, a little bigger, generally speaking. And, you know, the whole weekend, we kind of watched, that's one thing we watched, and I didn't see a yellowfin that was way over 50 pounds.
Really?
You know, or in the 50s, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Some fish are just red hot. The other fish are real slow, you know, kind of the MO for the whole summer, seems like. 2025 has just been an odd one. But we're still catching them. People are still winning money. So, you know, got to keep showing up. However that comes about.
Well, there was a big kingfish weighed in finally, a 51.4. That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
It's on the starboard now.
That was going to be hard to beat. I'll tell you that. There's been several, you know, even this weekend at the Mermaid, the biggest kingfish was like 25 pounds, something like that, 26 maybe. Not even a starboard fish. And I think there were 17 teams in it, so it was pretty decent size this year. But yeah, 51 is going to be hard to beat, man. That's real tough. And you know, Johnny Walker just keeps pulling in slabs down there in Galveston. Like,
boy, I've been seeing his post, man. He is catching some toad snapper right now. Good Lord. And a ton of Dorado, too.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's working on
a gold mine. Yeah. You know,
now, Dorado fishing's really good this year. Remember last year we were talking about how weak it was. It was slow. Yeah. And nobody was getting them. And, boy, it turned around this year.
I tell you, man, and just come in waves like that. It's just very odd, you know. I mean,
it is.
You know,
it really is.
In great years, you hope all that stuff gets spread out through the whole summer. And then sometimes it just happens like this, where it just pops up all at once. And you just kind of roll with it, you know.
Yeah.
Snapper fishing is getting a little better for everybody, which I predicted it probably would. And, you know, I guess with using – Casey brought up the point last week about, you know, a lot of the old-school captains would tell him that during stripping season, you know, they'd go play in the mud and they wouldn't be on the rocks at the very beginning of the season. And then, of course, stripping season comes along and they start netting everything in the mud and they run back to the rocks. And all of a sudden, snapper fishing gets real good again toward the end of July and first part of August. And I think that's probably, you know, still ringing true to this day, with the exceptions that we don't have very much tuna, very much shrimp boats, you know, going around right now. So,
right.
But for the few shrimp boats that are going around, to your point, with a lot of mahi, of course, they're stacked up underneath the shrimp boats. And then, you know, Casey even caught a few blackfin. The very next day, which is July 15th, was the open shrimp season. He started catching them July 16th. So it's you know what? Maybe it's the latter part of the year that really dominates, you know, which is fine by me because the weather the first part of July was terrible.
The first part was just, you know, ridiculous. I looked up that lean. It was caught, you know, out of the Corpus Christi area, you know, off South Padre down there. A guy named Cody Milton of Annapolis, Maryland. He's living in Corpus. He's stationed there at the NAS Corpus Christi for pilot training. Says here it was 93 pounds, 5 ounces.
Jeez. Wow.
That's pretty good cobia there, buddy.
Boy, I tell you.
I mean, look how long, you know, that Danielle Greenwald of Freeport's been hanging on the entire tournament with a 56-15. And if this, you know, goes through or gets confirmed, I mean, 93 pounds, let's blow the water out of everything. Goodness.
Picture
of he's holding up. It's a giant, man. It's a giant.
Wow. Well, good deal. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I love Freeport. I hope everybody in Freeport wins something. But, man, I just, it's yeah, great that they shake it up a little bit. I'm very curious. What do you think, what do you think would happen if you had a couple of years in a row where the kingfish didn't make the 30-pound mark on the starboard? Would they, you feel like they'd drop it to 25 or
I don't know,
the minimum? They, or
they would probably have to do something like that, you would think.
But, yeah.
I mean, so far, that's only three kings weighed in on the leaderboard. So far, you got a 31-9 in that 33-15, and now there's 51-4.
Yeah.
I mean, all five of those slots should be filled already.
For sure. Absolutely.
I would think, 30-pound minimum.
Yeah. Definitely. I think the big bites, the good bites that I've seen here recently, and there has been some bigger fish caught that weren't put on the starboard, and I've heard of most of them being down south right now. So,
right.
I don't know. You know, it's just strange that again, with this, theorizing about what's going on with the kingfish, it's just maybe they're just passing us over. You know, maybe they go straight, somewhere else, or I don't know. It's strange, but you also, I can't imagine a tournament around here without a kingfish, pot or category. It's just unheard. Yeah. It'd just be very strange and odd, But
what was that big tournament that went on for years? The big king tournament, was it Tournament of Kings?
Yeah, you got the King Masters. You got several of them. It was SKA.
Right. SKA, that circuit, but they had a big one every year. Was that out of Freeport, Tournament of Kings? I can't remember. I remember it was a big deal. I mean, everybody fished in that, from mosquito fleet boats to big boats.
Yeah, and they did a lot of those back in the day, too. They would have the same tournament at multiple places, different years, different places. But that whole SKA days, that was super big, back in the early 2000s, late 90s. I mean, that was a big deal. Shoot, man, there was a lot of these
Southern
captains and stuff came from that.
Yeah, it was a big deal. They had them all over the place. All right, let me knock this break out. Jeff, I'll come back at you here in just a second, buddy. Hang with me.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Real easy to find right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign, pull in, and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try it and see which blend you like the best. Plus, they have bulk pricing available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. Homemade hot dogs, original, and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork, tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. So let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard block party barbecue headquarters. And they've introduced their new Chuck Wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're at it, try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. And you got to try their new sausage recipe. It's really good. So even while you're there, get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs made. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:35. All right, Jeff, we are back, my friend.
Back in action. Back in action.
I was looking at radar during the break, and a bunch of little showers all over the Gulf out there drifting towards the inland, you know, the mainland. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But there's not much of a chance, they're saying today, so we'll see.
Keep an eye on it. There's been some freak storms coming up. It's kind of been a right atmosphere for those really high intensity cells, you know, real small pieces, and some people have gotten, you know, a brunt of it. Some people have it this weekend. So, but that's nothing you want to play with too much. It's not a fun
fill up
day.
The boat. Make sure it's full. Yeah. Have plenty of fuel to run around them, man.
Yeah, it's a fact. That is a fact. Make sure everything's working. Definitely.
Or if you got a big time rig, you just plow right through them. No big deal. Like some of those beautiful boats in that Lone Star Shootout. Man, they've got some nice rigs. Jeez.
Well, I tell you. Yeah, sweet. Man. I mean, you know, and I haven't always been, you know, I started out fishing on a 41 foot Bertram, and we, you know, because I was a deckhand, obviously starting out, stuff like that, and I just never did thoroughly enjoy it too much. It just wasn't fast enough for me, you know, the exhaust fumes in the back constantly, all that good stuff.
Yeah, good old diesel fumes.
Good to smoke you out, you know. And anyways, I got on the center consoles pretty, you know, and these are like early 2000s. So, you know, center console boats at 36, stuff like this. Some of the bigger contenders, you know, they're just kind of coming out, or at least kind of showing up down here in Freeport anyways. And so, you know, I started kind of drifting into that world, and that was a really awesome experience. And, you know, like I stuck with it for a while. But now as I get older, you know, I'm thinking, maybe I'll go in and hide behind.
A lot of these new big rigs, like you're talking about, they're fast. These billfish boats, they put her on the step now and run, buddy.
Man, boy, you are not kidding. I could tell you some stories about the 60-footers, you know, just pass me up like I'm sitting still.
It's how about ridiculous. That? That's nuts, isn't it?
It sounds like a jet plane going, I mean, just unreal. So, yeah, so now they got a little speed, they got a little comfort. I'm in. I'm back in. You know, now I just need about $8
million. All it takes is money. Yeah, big
That's
money.
That's right. big money. No question about that. But yeah, I mean, I guess that probably not going to happen in my lifetime, but it certainly sounds good.
Yeah, we can always dream, you know.
That's
right.
If I had
a rig like that, I'd have to live on it.
Right. Which, you know, maybe not such a bad thing, but at any rate, it is what it is. But yeah, no, Lone Star was great this year. Lots and lots of bites, lots of action, and you know, those guys really need it. But, of course, tournaments all over Texas have just been struggling, you know, a lot. So glad to see that they did well this year. There's a few still left on the books if people still want to get in. Mongo's, I think, is still going on. There's a few, I believe Mark has one going on there in Matagorda still, that he's been doing year-round the last few years. And, man, as far as the smaller tournaments go here in Freeport, I think that pretty much wraps it up for the year. They, and I hope I'm not lying, you know, but I think that's pretty much it. You got a couple more that go on down south, you know, offshore tournaments, you know, billfish type tournaments, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting summer, tell you that. Lots of things going on, lots of changing, evolving stuff, and things a little bit out of the norm. So,
well, as far as you know, the smaller tournaments like, you know, inshore and all that, there's just so many of them. The market flooded them. I mean, there's one at every port every weekend on the Texas coast.
Yeah.
Always something.
Yeah. I mean, boy, I tell you, those poor inshore fish, that they don't stand a chance, man. I mean, they're getting...
I get a lot of pressure.
Lots
of pressure, man.
All the time.
And look at look at inland, you know, bass fishing. Look at the bass tournaments. I mean, it's just... it's overwhelming.
Sure. Definitely. You know, not to switch the subject on you a little bit, but Casey's been down there at the ranch, hanging out, feeding and all that, and gave us a report back. He said, man, everything's growing good. Everything's...
I bet.
Yeah, he said this year...
Where's he near?
Really
Pearsall or somewhere, or Carrizo Springs?
Carrizo Springs. He said the quail... lots of quail, lots of dove. They got rain, you know, so I mean, just a little bit of rain, apparently it just sprouts everything.
Well, it looks like the last couple of days South Texas got some rain. A lot of those deer leases down there, you know, in the area I hunt near Blaine's, look like they got some pretty good moisture in there. For this time of year, any kind of rain is just unbelievable.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, you know, everything just comes to life, you know, when it rains and the grass gets tall, you know, just everything comes to life. So, yeah, dove hunting, you know, thinking it's just going to be a really stellar year for everything. So, we're going to probably
end up going to start. Telling how many hatches of quail and how many hatches of dove there's been this year. Bird hunting's going to be really phenomenal again.
Yeah. It sure is. And it's kind of hard to beat last year. Apparently, it was really great last year, too. So
last year was unreal. I hadn't seen anything. Yeah. Well, Blaine's been down there 45, 50 years, and he's never seen dove and quail like he had last year. And his deer hunting was really good for just low fence and open range hunting. I couldn't believe all the quality, you know, 140, 150-inch deer that were killed by people down there.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what Casey's saying. He's got a lot of shooters this year. Generally, he would have, you know, he's kind of already got his number in his head, how many he's going to kill. And
right.
He said this year is probably way more than what he even likes to, you know. He said that we'll have some hunts to do this year, you know, if in fact we do go that route, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's all good stuff. I mean, shoot, you know, if you miss good or bad weather fishing during the summertime, sounds like you got some good deer hunting coming up, or maybe some dove hunting. So
yeah,
just hang in there a little longer.
You know, and we're talking about it. It sounds premature, but it's really not. I mean, we're a little over a month away from dove season opening, teal season. I mean, that's kicking it off, man.
It is, man. Just around the corner. It is.
And then you blink a little bit, and then it's deer season. National holiday for Texas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, and we're getting, you know, switch back again gears, but you know, again, we're trying to complete this year fishing wise with a little bit of a good takeaway and you know, the weather in June, July. I can't remember a time when it was this bad for this long, excuse me. The last year was really close. I mean, you know, we did one, maybe two trips in June, the whole month of June. We did just a little bit. It started getting better in July, and then toward the end of July, we were going quite a bit. And this year, it just seems like it just cannot get right. I mean, every time you think it's going to start getting right, it just dumps on you. What, you know, rain, whatever. But you know, if you look back in history, you know, the years that go this way tend to have a very good August and September weather. So, you know, the fishing's not done yet, you know, and
no.
Shrimp season just came about. They're all, as a matter of fact, they're all up in there getting gas from us, in Freeport, and the shrimpers are telling me, they're like, man, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're like, man, it's just 3-day runs, you're full, you know.
And, really?
Oh, yeah. He said they're just loaded up, which, you know, I got to imagine if you're, you know, the fleet's depleted, you know, and you're out there back on the shrimp again the next year, you know, it's probably doing, you know, the bite's probably pretty good. You know, you're probably catching some shrimp.
Well, that deal that our government cut with the farm-raised foreign shrimp coming in, flooding the markets like they did, that hurt these shrimpers big time. And that's why I support local shrimpers. If I want to put shrimp in the freezer, I buy it fresh, wild-caught stuff from our waters. And
you bet.
Man, that's a tough business now. I mean, it's, you know, the way the pricing is. I mean, they don't get anything for their catch anymore. And, you know, with the price of fuel and the expense of, you know, your shrimp boat and everything that goes with it, it's a hard, tough living. Always has been, but it really is now, you know.
Man, you're sure right. And kudos to you to remind everybody every year, too. I mean, right now is the time to get those.
It is.
You know, Gulf caught shrimp. So, and ask
fill up your freezer, man, and get some good deals.
Because
the price is down.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is absolutely a heritage for a lot of families here in South Texas.
It is.
Mid-coast, you know, to Beaumont. It's definitely a heritage. And, you know, Texas is still one of the only states. Well, we are the only state, as a matter of fact, that closes their shrimping season May 15th to July 15th. So imagine that. Not only now are you, you know, competing against these low, low prices, but then you also don't get the shrimp for a couple of months out of the year.
Exactly.
You know, these shrimpers got everything stacked against them. And, man, we sure support everybody who fishes and makes a living in the Gulf waters out of Texas. I do, anyway.
I know I do. I always have. And,
you know what I mean?
That buyback program, it took a lot of them out of the game.
Sure did. And
once
does
that
not
boat
seem.
And that license is gone, it's gone for good. There's no new re-entry. You have to, if you want to get in the business, you got to buy it off somebody else.
That's right. It's a moratorium.
Yeah.
And they're looking at higher rates.
That's
rate
the word I was looking for, but it's still early yet. I'm still not awake. There you go. Thanks for that. Another one
you
of those
got it.
25-cent words, man.
That's right. And most of those permits, including our permits, are all in those moratoriums. They don't make any more. They won't make any more. And it's just it's government got real lucky and they figured out a good way to regulate all the fisheries and do it exactly what they wanted to do. And so it's not going to change. That's where it's going
to
stay.
A lot of people don't realize that with you guys to run charters and everything, you have to buy these pelagic reef permits and everything else. How much money is all that end up costing?
Man, it's crazy money. So they used to be about back in, you know, the early 2000s when the snapper fishing wasn't that great. It was probably you could get a set for about $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, right now, today, if you want to go find a pair just to fish six packs like we do, six people, six passengers, yeah, during snapper season, it's right around $35,000.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, and that's before you make the very first trip. That's how much it costs. And then, of course, you know, when you fish out in federal waters in the U.S. Coast Guard makes you buy extra expensive life jackets, you know, life rafts,
yep,
all kinds of e-perbs and this and that. I mean, you know, you probably got another $7,000 or $8,000 just in that, you know. So, yeah, you're looking at about $50,000, you know, really just to get started, you know.
Yeah.
And that's before you make your first dime. And that's, man, I think that is one of the most unfair things on the face of the planet, you know, but that's for a whole nother conversation. But,
With everything in life now, regulations and just so many rules and laws, and just we've just flooded ourselves with just unnecessary stuff like that. My opinion, that's,
you know,
my personal opinion.
Sure. But, you know, back to the heritages, you know, these are things that we grew up with. These are like, you know, stuff that's instilled in me, the fisheries, the ins and outs of that whole game. I mean, it's just something that's very near and dear to my heart. And I try to show all my family, even though my daughter, she gets seasick and just refuses to carry on the tradition. But it's something that I teach her all the time, regardless. And the business is very important to me to continue. And we have every reason not to, and very few reasons to continue that anymore. And it didn't used to be that way. And I hope that people kind of see through the BS and they can really, you know, charter guys are coming up and, you know, they're able to tough it out, because it is a very, very hard game. And as you well know, even the inshore game, like you just alluded to, everybody's got a boat now, everybody's fishing. It's a tough game, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Inshore, offshore, whatever you do, it's either expensive and very flooded, one of the two, you know. So, because you can't win, and it's only going to get worse. That's the bad thing. You know, unfortunately, it's not going to get better for a little bit.
No.
You
know, just from what I, you know, see from my end of it, there's probably more licensed guides fishing than there is regular sportsmen that have their own boats and everything. And not that long ago, 20, 30 years ago, it was just the opposite. I think
sure.
It's gotten so expensive, if you're going to do it and really get into it, you got to become a guide to support your habit and pay for everything, you know?
Yeah. You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. Geez, you know, if it's, you know, if it ain't the $50,000 that drowned you, it's the $3.50 per gallon, or, you know, God forbid we go get into a...
Not to mention the price of your boat and all your gear, everything else. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's tip of the iceberg. Then it goes way downhill.
You know, right off the bat, you're $250,000 to $300,000 in the hole before you ever catch a fish.
Oh my God, how long does that take you to recoup? Hopefully, if you get a good weather year
and you get to run a bunch of trips, and where you're just trading money is all you're doing, just paying bills,
you're
and
just
making
paying
a living.
Bills.
All you're doing.
That's
yeah.
it. It's hard. It's very, very difficult to get your head above water. And people, you know.
Inshore guides, man, they're one disaster away from bankruptcy. Seriously. You better be heavily insured.
You know, people come to me all the time. It's, man, you know, you're charging $2,000 for this trip. And I'm like, brother, You have no idea. I'm literally
they don't have a clue, dude.
Covering cost.
That's it. Don't have a clue.
I'm going backwards a lot of times, you know. You don't know it. But we do it because we love it. There's no question about it. If you're in this business because you love it, if you're in it for a length of time anyways, because you love it, not because you're making money hand over fist.
Yeah, it's a passion thing. That's it.
Yeah, and I hope that we continue to stay with it. It's obviously, I love being able to teach people, you know, the ins and outs of maybe not necessarily where I go catch fish, but, you know, what kind of fish and, you know, what all the experiences that you can have out there. And that's my gift. You know, that's what I get out of it all, you know. Maybe we pay some bills. Maybe I make a living a little bit. But at the end of the day, if that's what I come away with, then that's, you know, I'm okay with that. So I had a lot of fun.
That's it. Name of the game, man. All right, buddy. Well, hey, somebody wants to get with you, Jeff. Give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Give me a call anytime at 979-417-1013 or go to our website, STSL Adventures. Now, none of the we don't have any spots open on the website. You call. And then to move forward in the next week, Mr. Matt Smith, he's supposed to be on. He keeps texting me, telling me he's coming, but then he gets busy or, you know, he's running a big long trip or something like that. So Matt Smith with Smith & Son Charters is going to be on in the next few weeks, so he tells me. So just hang tight.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll make it. I appreciate all the conversations, Jeff. Appreciate you getting up early in the morning and going through all of it. It's fun.
Hey, glad to do it. Thanks.
I know you are. All right, buddy. We'll see you next week. You take care.
All right. Do the same.
Later.
Bye.
All right. All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor in Freeport. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.